The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello. The name is Bong. Dick Bong. The ladies love me. And even some of the fellas too. Am I a dick? Am I a bong? I'm both. Pack some weed into my nutsack. Stick me in your mouth. Or your vagina, or your ass. Or your ear, whatever turns you on, and whatever gets you high. Dick, bong. I like my bong water neither shaken nor stirred. If you can spill that shit. Don't want to spill the bong water. It stinks, and it gets into the carpet, and then you need your carpet shampooed. Point is, don't shake nor stir the bong water. Dick. Bong. Happy smoking and or masturbating.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Damn. Just had a coughing fit before turning on the mic. No, it's not coronavirus. It's weed. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Welcome. Everyone, chapter 3, verse 23. We're doing a live on Easter, April 12th, 2020. We're live in many places, of course. Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, Twitch, and, of course, YouTube. A lot of places live, a lot of places, of course, during the audio podcast as well. First and foremost, stonerjesus.net. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. We're also on cannabisradio.com. Great cannabis podcasting network. Go check them out. CannabisRadio.com. Also Spotify, iHeart, Apple, Stitcher, all the big podcasting platforms. You want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. You can tweet me at stonerjesus420. All social media links to audio and video can all be found at stonerjesus.net. Go check that shit out. This is the Easter special, a very special time. Obviously, in the Stoner Jesus Show, to make it even more special, tonight we're bringing back a segment, a bit I haven't done in a long time. It was one of the original things we did on the show, if not the very first thing I ever did on the Stoner Jesus Show when I began it back in 2006. Excuse me. So, we bring that back. Corona Easter Edition Stoner Jesus Pickup Lines. Also tonight, Two-Headed Goat. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. And we'll talk about Saturday Night Live. Don't normally do that because Saturday Night Live usually sucks. But last night I saw a lot of it. It was kind of good. Theory about that. And we'll check some of it out. Also, a little bit later, my interview with Ralph Sutton. IamRalphSutton.com. I am Ralph Sutton on various social media places. Also, one of the founders of Gas Digital Radio. Gas Digital Radio. Or the Gas Digital Network, rather. GasDigitalNetwork.com. I'm having problems here. Hold on. Stand by. Is that better? There we go. Hey, now I can hear myself. How about that? I love the sound of my own voice. If you can't hear it, I'm very discombobulated, if you will. I really just worry if it's going out. And it is. But we'll talk with, I did an interview with Ralph Sutton. We'll talk with him. And you'll see that interview a little bit later tonight. GasDigitalNetwork.com. A lot of great shows there. A lot of my favorite shows. So go check that out as well. And you'll see what we talked about a little bit later in the show. As I said, and if you're tuning in tonight, you're saying, hey, where's the newest coronavirus update from St. Peter and a voicemail? I haven't gotten anything. I haven't got anything in about a week. What that means, I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to get into any kind of conjecture about whether or not he is still among the living, if you will. Suffice it to say, I haven't gotten anything from him. So we move on. That's all we can do. As I said, Stern Jesus Pickup Lines is one of the first segments we ever did on the show way back in the day. They always come in twos, and there's a simple reason that I started doing this. Because let's face it, even under the best circumstances, you have no game. You have no game to spit. You're not getting a poon or peen or some combination of the two or more. You're not getting anything. You have no game to spit. You have nothing to say. You're a fucking loser who's going to die alone. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe there's something we can do to salvage the situation. That's where Stoner Jesus pickup lines come in. The artistry of the pickup line, which you will see from the two that are coming up. The brilliance and the many layers and the depth. You can all fit into one pickup line. It's really an amazing thing. I don't want to brag too much about myself, but I'm fucking awesome. So anyway, Stoner Jesus pickup lines, we've brought them back. Corona Easter edition. Technically, if you're keeping score at home, by the way, this is Quarantine with Jesus 7. It's the seventh show we've done since self-isolation began throughout most of the United States. Anyway, the first line. And you can record these. You can clip this out of the show. You can write them down. Go old school. Write down on a pen and pad like I do with the outline of the show. It doesn't matter. Whatever. However you want to do it. Just remember them. Absorb them. Become them. That's even the best of circumstances. It was tough getting the poon or the peen, but now everybody's quarantined. Nobody wants to go out. Nobody wants to mingle. So you're going to do it through mostly the internet. With your, on your AOL chat rooms, wherever you're doing. Or something that's not a 20-year-old reference. Whatever it is, how you're meeting people during all of this, during the coronavirus pandemic. Stoner Jesus pickup line number one. Baby. And these are interchangeable. Baby, honey, sweetie, coconut pie. It doesn't matter. It's just the first salvo, if you will. Baby, in that webcam light, you remind me of a young Boris Karloff. And once all this is over, you can Franken my Stein, if you'll pardon my German. I don't have an applause sound effect. I should. If you don't get that reference, go look it up. It'd be worth it. You look it up, you'll be like, oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. They'll think so too. They'll appreciate the amount of time that they think you put into it. But in reality, of course, I put the time in. I think of mine took me 47 minutes to create. So don't fuck it up. Don't fuck up my creation when you use it. As I said, Stern Jesus pickup lines always come in twos. I have no idea why. This is the way I did it the first time, and I'm very adverse to change. So I'm still doing it the same way 14 years later. That's right. Stern Jesus pickup line number two, Corona Easter edition. Honey, again, interchangeable, doesn't matter. Whatever you think they're more comfortable with or they will like the most. Honey, I know we are apart for now. But our love is like the Easter Bunny. legendary, uplifting, and probably a hallucination from eating too many peyote buttons during quarantine. If they don't appreciate the humor in that, then maybe that's not the person for you. Maybe you need to save this sick game that I'm allowing you to use to spit at other people. Maybe they're not worthy of it. Maybe you should move on. If they don't get the fucking artistry. It's me slamming my pen. Artistry. For these pickup lines. Thank you. Again. Fucking. Applause right now. Applause sound effect would be great. Some sort of clapping. And a little bit of laughter. All of those things. Would be fantastic right now. But no. My production budget is only so much. There's only so much I can do. Now go forth with those pickup lines. I know it's a tough time. You're in quarantine. You're on, Netscape. Did Netscape have chat rooms? You're on Netscape chat rooms trying to meet people. Now you're on Match and eHarmony and you're Zooming on Skype and you're LMAOing on Stickham. You guys remember Stickham? Anyway, there you go. Go forth with those pickup lines. Looking for the poon or the peen. Some companionship. For when all this is over. There you go. Now you have no excuse. Well, at least when it comes to not having a game. So to speak. Coming up. If that wasn't enough. If what you just witnessed wasn't enough. Coming up, we got Two-Headed Goat. That's right. Also talk about Saturday Night Live. And after that, Ralph Sutton. Interview Ralph Sutton. I am Ralph Sutton on various social media networks. I am RalphSutton.com. He did a lot of time, as we talk about, doing radio. Now he has a podcasting network, which is extremely popular. Gas Digital Network, GasDigitalNetwork.com. All of that is coming up on the Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 23, Easter Special. If you're keeping track at home, it's Quarantine with Jesus 7. It's our seventh show we've done in a little under a month. More than we used to do, but again, you know, we're inside. We have a lot more time on our hands. So we're doing it. We got breaks coming up, of course, with our sponsors. Make sure you check out our sponsor banners on sternjesus.net. They support us, so go support them in all of their awesomeness and their decision to become a sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Molino Glass. Check out their banner on stonerjesus.net. Molino has been making glass since 2003. Their goal is total customer satisfaction. Their team is always there and ready to help if you have any questions or issues. No matter if you're looking for bongs, art glass, dab rigs, rolling papers, grinders, cleaners, CBD, vapes, and more. Check them out, molinoglass.com, or check out the Molino Glass banner, stonerjesus.net. Also, use the code StonerJesus420 to get 10% off your order. That's code StonerJesus420. You get 10% off your order at Molino Glass. Just check that banner out, StonerJesus.net. Click it, check out the glass and more, and enjoy the awesomeness of another Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Molino Glass. Check out their banner, StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use that code StonerJesus420 to get your 10% off. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Honest Buds. You can find their banner on stonerjesus.net. Honest Buds are premium, organic, indoor-grown flowers cultivated in Oakland, California. You get 3.5 grams of 100% hand-trimmed buds delivered in hermetically sealed and 100% smell-proof CR glassware. 100% organic means their flowers have no pesticides or additives, and they are non-GMO. In addition, the third-party lab tested for purity and compliance. Pure, honest buds. Check out honestbuds.com to find out which strains they carry, or simply click the Honest Buds banner on stonerjesus.net. Honest Buds, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio, on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches. Premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio. And I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Pear Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, boy. Start this show live. Chapter 3, verse 23 is Quarantine with Jesus 7. It is our Easter special. Of course, we're celebrating Easter. And, I guess that's about it. There's nothing like this. To celebrate. In any case, we are here with you. I usually do the Easter show. So, that's why we're here. I know a lot of you are tired of coronavirus. My interview with Ralph Sutton is still coming up. I am RalphSutton.com, GasDigitalNetwork.com. A lot of you are tired of hearing about the coronavirus. Say, synergies, I want to look something else. Maybe an adorable animal video. How about that? That's always a fan favorite. Well, how about this adorable animal video?
You go first. Okay. You go first. Oops.
Farmers in Wisconsin got quite a surprise when one of their goats went into labor and was having some trouble delivering.
I couldn't figure out what was going on at first, and yeah. It took me a little bit to realize that there was the two heads were connected.
Two-headed goat. Isn't that cute?
Connected. So I called my mom and dad, and they're very shocked.
And there it is, two heads, two-headed goat.
See, he had two heads.
Jocelyn Nesky says it's only been a few days, but Janice is a lot like the other goats. They don't know what the cause of this condition is or if it's life-threatening.
Come on, stand up.
But he seems to be just as curious and energetic as any kid.
he has some limits. His head is heavy. It's very heavy. So he's been getting better at holding his head up.
So, look, I know this is supposed to be cute. Adorable animal has two heads. Very, very sad condition. Maybe they don't know. We don't know. We don't know what the effects of having two heads is on a goat. But in reality, when you really look at that goat and you think about it, it's fucking creepy. It's a goddamn abomination. This fucking goat has two heads. That's not cute. You're not gonna see that and say, "Oh." You're gonna see that and say, "Oh man, it's fucking two heads, bro. It's two heads, bro. You're only supposed to have one. One fucking head. You got two." I know it's a subjective thing, but it creeps me the fuck out. It just does. And I mean, and you see later in the video coming up here, she's feeding both heads. I guess they share the same digestive tract, so what's the point of that? Can you just feed one of them? Do you do that to make them, like, calm down so they feel better about having two heads? I don't know.
He's very feisty. He wants to get up and move around, but he has...
Does two heads mean two brains? How's that work? How are they connected? Is it just one brain? Do they share a brain?
Troubles with balance and controlling his legs.
Yeah, he's trouble with balance. He has two fucking heads.
His neck. Yeah, he's very sweet. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
He's also hungry.
Okay. Turn again.
With two mouths taking in food, he's getting all of the nourishment he needs to grow big and strong. He hasn't seen a veterinarian yet. His owners are trying to protect him and themselves from any possible coronavirus exposure.
Yeah, it was fucking two-headed goat with coronavirus. Think about that. Think about that. They haven't seen the vet. What's the vet going to say? Fucking goat has two heads. Pay my receptionist on the way out.
In the meantime, Janice seems to be enjoying life and now has a social media fan base that is actively watching him charge forward.
Yeah, fucking two-headed goat's podcast probably get more listens than mine. Bitch.
He's very happy. He's very spoiled.
Two-headed goat cast.
I think he knows it too.
For InsideEdition.com, I'm Matt.
Fucking gross, dude. You know what you get him? Two hats. That's right. Thank you. I'm here all week. Before we go to the next segment, like I said, we still got my interview with Ralph Sutton from Gas Digital Network coming up. I mentioned Saturday Night Live. I haven't mentioned Saturday Night Live in a long time because it's sucked for a really long time. I don't actually watch the show. I watch, you know, the YouTube videos, the cold opens, you know, the stuff like that. The stuff that they think will draw you to the show, and they are not good. None of it is good. But this week, Saturday Night Live, like many of the big shows, have been reduced to doing what I do. With my show, they're all at home, so they really had to bring it down, you know, strip away a lot of the, you know, the bells and whistles and keep it simple. And I think that made it a lot funnier. A lot of the sketches and the skits and the middle-aged Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing, I laughed at all that. I thought it was funny. And I haven't laughed at Saturday Night Live in a long time. And I think the sketch that best embodies this is very simple. It's very simple. It's just this guy who I assume is a Saturday Night Live cast member. I saw him in other sketches, so I assume he works there. He didn't just wander off the street and produce a 3-minute video that made it on Saturday Night Live. He's a cast member. I don't know who he is. I should have looked it up, but no. I'd rather him be anonymous so I can enjoy this more. It's a very simple sketch. He's a Twitch gamer. Very simple premise, concept, some simple jokes, and it's just fucking funny. This is something you can smile at and laugh at. And not fucking think about your shitty life so much, at least for a few minutes. So this is from Saturday Night Live at home last night.
What up, Twitch? It's your boy Cam Plays Dex. Make sure to subscribe,
Leave a tip if you're enjoying the stream. Every dollar counts. And say what up in the comments. But keep it civil, y'all. Especially right now, all right? Be respectful. Today, I'm finally doing it. People have been asking me. I'm playing Call of Duty Warzone. I know it's been out, but I'm finally getting around to it. The multiplayer slayer is in the building.
It's a simple, relatable sketch for younger people who are gamers. I say it's just when they strip it all down and just had to focus on being funny and making people laugh, I think it turned out a lot better.
So let's give it a shot, all right? I heard it's fun. I heard it's a little easy, though, so we'll see. Map looks sick, though. 3, 2, 1, let's go! Oh! Is that me? I didn't even see that guy. All right, we're getting used to it. Let's respawn. Let's go. Dude, come on! Yo, if you in my game right now and you sniping by the respawn spot, like, I get it. It's an easy way to get kills, but, like, let's actually play the game. Friggin' 11-year-olds out there. Okay, here we go. Yo! Dude! Alright, Sticky XX2 says go back to Fortnite. Man, maybe I'll go back to your mom's house. What do you think about that? Okay, here we go. No, stop! Sticky XX2, I don't have a mom. Man, I'm sorry about that. I didn't know. I apologize for that comment. All right, here we go. Mom! I'm not being loud. You're being loud. You're being louder yelling at me for being loud. All right, let's get some high ground here. When you can actually play it, like, this game is tight. Like, it's super fun. No! That's what I'm saying, though. This game is not fun. It's dumb. What up, Twitch? Cam plays that. My Call of Duty Warzone, like, crashed or something. It's not working anymore. Right when I was figuring out how to play it, so it sucks. But anyway, we're gonna take it old school right now. We doing a vintage Super Mario speed run. All right? So let's do this. All right, last time I did this, I believe I clocked out. Don't forget to subscribe. New videos and streams weekly. Can't believe that.
So that was from Saturday Night Live last night. Again, it's not trying to make a point. It's not trying to do too much. It's just a simple 3-minute sketch with a simple premise. You get some laughs. You fucking make some people smile. You go home. And at least in my opinion, Saturday Night Live has been missing a lot of that. In any case, it's my take on it, if you will. Like I said, there's a lot of great sketches. Go check out the Saturday Night Live YouTube page for more of that coming up. My interview with Ralph Sutton. I am RalphSutton.com. He's one of the founders of the Gas Digital Network, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Did a great interview. We talked about all kinds of stuff. Of course, coronavirus, podcasting, weed, liquor, women, all that stuff. It's all coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 23, our Easter special. Be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here, and I have a confession to make. I suck at rolling. That's right, I suck at rolling. I can roll in an emergency, and it may be adequate, but it's certainly not going to be good, and it's certainly not going to be quick, and there's probably going to be a lot of cussing involved. Luckily, I found the Stoner Jesus Show is a brand new sponsor, Pre-Roll Tray. Check them out at prerolltray.com or click that pre-roll tray banner on stonerjesus.net. It is the only herbal cigarette packing tray on the market. The pre-roll tray is going to allow you, as an experienced connoisseur, to pack your herbs faster, cleaner, and easier than ever before. But even better than that, it will allow you, the most novice, first-time users out there, to enjoy their medicated and recreational herbs in a way that they never could have before. Check out the pre-roll tray banner on stonerjesus.net. Don't be sad. Don't be ashamed about not knowing how to roll or not being good at it. Instead, get the pre-roll tray. And if you are good at it, well, good for you. Still get the pre-roll tray. An awesome new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Check out the pre-roll tray banner on stonerjesus.net.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. On the video chat, we have Ralph Sutton. I am Ralph Sutton on Twitter. I am RalphSutton.com. Of course, one of the illustrious founders of the Gas Digital Network, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Illustrious, huh?
Yes. Throwing big words every now and then, it makes me feel good.
Makes me feel good as well. Thank you very much. How are you doing? Long time no speak. It's been a few years, buddy.
Yeah, you've done a lot in the last few years. I've done less, but it's okay. I'm still chugging along. Before we get into all that, obviously the big question is, how are things where you are, coronavirus and all that? How are you? How are the people close to you? Is everybody still healthy?
It is a little crazy. You know, I'm in New York City, so we are in the thick of it, as they say. You know, it is 1,000 people dying a day almost in New York. So I have been alone in my house for a month. So it's kind of crazy. But all the shows are still going and everything like that. And I know ancillarily a few people, like, you know, two or three steps removed, that have unfortunately passed away from it, you know, but nobody in the in my immediate family. But regardless of that, it's still, it's scary shit. It's next to impossible for me to get laid right now because no girl's going to come over during this nonsense. And it's definitely been weird to be completely alone for a month. I mean, it's fucking crazy. And it really feels like we're living, I mean, more so in New York City, I think, than anywhere else on the planet, because so many people are sick and dying and everything's closed. And New York is usually so busy to look outside of my street and see nobody. And then when I feel like it's like a movie, when you go out, you got to put on masks, you put on gloves. It's a post-apocalyptic world that we're living in that will never be the same. You may, you know, they could talk about the economy coming back, or they could talk about things going back to normal. It's never going to be the fucking same. But hopefully there'll be some sense of normalcy that'll happen within the next few years. I don't know, you know, but it'd be great if it does. I think that best case scenario is going to be a year or two before we start feeling any sort of sense of normalcy.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned something I was going to ask you about. You, for people who don't know, you're a notorious ladies' man, if you will.
Creep is a better word, but thank you.
But this has got to be, I mean, pretty difficult. I mean, how are you going to get through maybe an extended period of time where with no female companionship, if you will?
Well, I will tell you the best part about it, and this is my word of advice to every single man in the country right now or in the world, is that everyone is home right now. Everybody is looking at their phones and their social media. So girls that may have never responded to you before because they're too much going on, they are starved for entertainment. I have been talking to girls that are so above my pay grade. Like, for instance, my normal routine is, if I, most of my dating comes from Instagram or Facebook, okay? And if a girl has more than like 25,000 followers on Instagram, you are not going to get a response. It's pretty much not going to happen. But lately, I've been talking to girls with 300,000-400,000 followers because they're just as bored as I am. You know, they're stuck somewhere. They got nothing to do. And I cannot believe, like, girls that, I'm sorry to go off on a rant like this, but anyway, girls that I had messaged before that never responded are now responding. And the thing that's great about Instagram, by the way, it's the only platform that does this. If you delete a message after you send it, that message never existed. So every other platform, be it Facebook or Twitter or whatever, when you delete the message, it says message deleted by user.
Yeah.
But with Instagram, it just doesn't exist anymore. So you can hit on a girl five times. If she's never read the message, you just delete it and start over. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's good
advice.
Super
creepy, but it works really well. So girls that I'd messaged before three, four, five times over the course of a year, never heard anything, are all messaging back now. The normal reply rate, if I'm lucky, is 2%. And now I would say it's about 25 to 30%.
Nice. Boredom is a hell of a drug. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's done wonders for my post-apocalyptic game if we ever get out of this hellhole.
That's right. You have a whole line waiting.
assuming we still have restaurants and planes and stuff like that, who knows? Yeah. But if we do, I've got 25 dates lined up, I believe.
Awesome. So we mentioned Gas Digital, obviously. Since last time we talked, it was before you founded Gas Digital. What made you finally want to take that leap and go out on your own, if you will, and start a whole network?
Well, it was a very logical thing, to be honest. So I come from radio. I was on a show that I started in 1999 that lasted till 2018. So I had it for almost 20 years, 19 years. And that was a radio show that was on about 100 stations, all small to medium-sized stations. You put them all together, there was like 350,000 people listening every weekend. That was my show, my adult life. That's what I did. And podcasting, my show, my SDR was up to, let's say at the time, going back 3.5, 4 years ago, maybe 10,000, 20,000 listeners per episode, right? Not enough to light the world on fire, not enough to live on. But I had the idea of, well, I used to do this with my radio show, get 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 small stations together, and then you could sell advertising across the spectrum. Why don't we do that for a podcast? Let's get 5 or 6 like-kind shows and then group them together and sell that. So the idea made sense to me. At the time, it was four shows that got 10,000 listeners a week together. So each show was doing about 25,000 a month, whatever it is. But together, it was like 10,000 a week. Now I think our reach is 4 million listeners a week, which is crazy amongst the 20 shows. But, you know, we made a ton of mistakes. We're definitely struggling like right now, just like everybody else is struggling, because we lost a lot of big advertisers. Some had to close their factories down because they're non-essential. Some couldn't get products. Some are like gambling companies. There's no online betting, so there's no game, so there's no online betting. You know, there's a lot of things like that. So thankfully, we have a subscription model. So we offer a free 30-day trial for everybody. Just go test out the 8,000 hours and 25 shows that are up there, and use the code SBR30. You get 30 days. Just go in and check every video. Last week, for a joke, because we're all stranded in our houses, we had Kendra Sunderland in the third window. So it was me and Jay, my co-host, Jay Oberson, and Kendra Sunderland in the third video. And we just had her naked dancing the whole time because people wanted to be happy. Her mic wasn't even on half the time. Just wanted her to look good because people need something to cheer themselves up in this time.
Absolutely. Gas Digital, of course, there's a lot of the big shows, like you mentioned, the SDR show, your show with Big Jay Oberson. Legion of Skanks, the bigger names. What are some of the hidden gems on Gas Digital that people should be checking out?
Well, I would be saying, you know, I don't want to play favorites. I'd rather name them all. But I'd say that the one that, like, Shannon, my producer, has a show called The Thing Is, that's like the only dating show, like, that actually talks about, she says, fighting, dating, and ghosts are her three main topics. No disrespect, Irish Goodbye are great shows. There's the newest one that I'm really proud of is the singer of Machine Head, Rob Flynn, has a show called No Fucking Regrets, and there's a show called No Need for Apologies. It just really is, every show feels like they belong on the network. So there's no show that's like, why is this show here? They all kind of, even like shows like Jamie Josta or Rob Flynn's, they're metal guys, but they're, you know, a little bit more abrasive, a little more in your face, and all the shows on the network feel like they belong together, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a great network. I definitely would recommend for anybody to check it out, gasdigitalnetwork.com. A lot of great shows. During this coronavirus stuff, because obviously a lot of people who watch this show love cannabis and other recreational substances. Has your use gone up? Are you drinking more alcohol? Are you using more cannabis? What are you doing to pass the time?
The funny thing is this, that listeners of my show would know this. I'm not a big drinker. I mean, I drink a little bit, but I don't do any real drugs. And once a year, on my show, I've tried a drug. So I've tried edibles. I've smoked pot before, but I tried edibles. I tried mushrooms the year two. Year three, I tried Molly, but it ended up being crystal meth, which was pretty unfortunate. I tried Molly, and then recently I tried cocaine, but I don't do it a lot. I say that the funny thing is I actually have a strain of weed named after me. It's called Bronzo Sensual, but it's a joke on a show on me from my show. And it's for people like me who don't like to smoke that much, because it's four times the CBD to one time the THC. So for someone like a pussy like me, I can smoke that, you know. So I've done that. But regular weed, I don't smoke that much. But all of my producers and hosts have definitely been delving into it tremendously. In fact, we did a meeting today at 1 o'clock, and my whole team looked like they were high as shit because they weren't ready for it. But it's definitely crazy. It's great to have the ability to do that now. It's the only, one of the few positives. You can stay home and drink all day, stay home and do drugs all day. I've been kind of a puss, and I've been cooking a lot and cleaning a lot, which is kind of a wimpy thing. But what are you going to do? I teach myself new skills. I learned how to do like video animations a little bit and cartoon animations. And I've been trying to use this time to better myself as a human being, which is kind of a weird way to handle this, I guess. I don't know.
I guess I should be doing that too, but I've just been doing more of this.
So. Yeah, I mean, I understand it. You know, what's funny is that I've been eating a lot. That's my worst thing, is that I've been eating a lot. Because you eat out of boredom because you're home. I'm used to being at Gas Digital every day where 100 people are coming in and out and putting out 1,000 fires a day, but there's just everyone's home. You know, just it's kind of weird. Yeah. It's definitely a strange environment to be in. We've never done video podcasts before. We would not allow... No matter who the guest was, we would never do call-ins, ever. So in 5 years, we've never done one, but now that's all we can do. So it's definitely, it's been interesting. The craziest thing was, on a Thursday, Cuomo, our mayor, our governor rather, said starting Monday, all non-essential businesses have to be shut down. So that Friday, I was like, guys, we have to get together and figure out how 21 shows are going to continue to broadcast live from their homes. So we all got together. We figured out what equipment we have. We sent it to all the hosts, microphones and cameras, and it was crazy. Now, we can't actually stream everybody live, so everybody pre-records and then releases it during their time that they were normally live, but not one show missed the beat, which is great. So we kept every show going.
Awesome. So maybe too early to think about this. Maybe you haven't thought about it yet, but when all this is said and done, do you have any plans? Do you have any projects? Do you have anything that you really want to do when it's finally the coast is clear?
Just want to go somewhere, get sit and relax. No, I'm kidding. That's all I've been doing. I mean, really, I want to hit the ground running. I feel so pent up that, I mean, I probably would try and set up like 7 dates in a row for that first week to feel really good about it. But we were on a real good run on SDR. We had some great shows, some good guests. The numbers were up everywhere. But, and I'm sure as you realize too, podcast numbers took a shit. Video numbers went up tremendously. Even streaming music went down, took a real shit. Anything audio took a shit. All the video numbers went through the roof. Our numbers for like the newest SDR on YouTube in one day beat what it would normally do in 1 week. You know, so it just is that everybody's home looking for entertainment. Now's the time to have a video. Like you said to me off air, you never thought you'd do video. Thank God you're doing video right now because this is what people are looking for.
I'd really be behind the curve at this point if I wasn't
Exactly. Really, my plans would be to really, I'd want to work. You know, and it sounds weird, but I really was excited with where we were going. We had all these big plans and we're still going forward with them, but it's a little harder. We're launching 2 new shows. We have a cartoon coming out, but we're just pushing forward, even though it's just taking a lot more effort to get things done due to the fact of proximity being what it is.
Absolutely. Where can people? Where else can people find you online? Where can they find the SDR show, all those places like social media and stuff?
Me, it's easy. I'm everywhere. I believe I'm a big fan of what I call social symmetry. So for me, everywhere, it's at I Am Ralph Sutton. For my show, everywhere, it's at the SDR show. And that includes .com, so iamralphsutton.com, thesdrshow.com, and then Gas Digital is everywhere. Gas Digital, but gasdigitalnetwork.com, because Gas Digital, the guy that had it, although there's no website, and he's had it for 5 years and has never put anything up there, he wanted $25,000 for gasdigital.com, so we took Gas Digital Network.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What some, asshole has, some asshole has stonerjesus.com, so I had to go to stonerjesus.net.
That son of a bitch. Well, you could have done like this is Stoner Jesus or I am Stoner Jesus. You know, there's always a way around it, but I'm a big fan of the .com. But what's your first plan when this is all over?
The weird thing is a lot of all my work and all my employment and everything I did was home-based anyway. I homeschool my daughter, so nothing really seems different. But on the other hand, it does seem different because I'm being forced to do it instead of something that I've chosen to do, and that's made it weird. But I'm grateful that, you know, I've been able to be at home and do more shows and get more sponsors for this show. And then I put more time into it, not doing various other things for like Marijuana Times and other people that I worked for. But yeah, I guess when all this is over, I'll probably gonna be one of those people that wants to get outside more. I never was one of those people, but now I've realized that it's something I may have taken for granted and would like to get back to at least for a little bit. After a couple of weeks, I'll probably be tired of people and I'll retreat back home, but that'll be okay.
Yeah. I can understand that. It's amazing now. I have a little terrace. Just to sit on that terrace and breathe fresh air is like, I mean, it almost gets you emotional. It's crazy when you're, I mean, it's been a month of this for here. And you're, I, unlike a lot of people, took it pretty seriously right away because I have not necessarily a respiratory problem, but a breathing throat issue. And they kept saying that people older, so I'm 50, and people with respiratory issues, that's me sort of, should stay in. I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm staying in. And then that, like that first week when no one else was staying in, I stayed in. And then that the end of that first week, they were like, oh shit, no, you need to stay in. So for the rest of New York, it's been 3 weeks. For me, it's been 4.
Well, that's good. At least you've lessened your chances of having any problems. And that's
I actually think I had it, by the way, buddy. I think I had it already because in the last week of December, first week of January, I was in Florida for my birthday, and we was at the Hard Rock Casino, the one that's shaped like a guitar that just opened. And there was some convention there that was, I would say, the gambling floor, which is, I think, is generally true because Asian people love gambling for whatever reason, not racist, but it was 80% Asian there that week, right? I came home, and I've had the flu once or twice in my life. I've never felt like this. I couldn't get out of bed. I slept for 3 days straight, couldn't breathe. And the good ones that were that hit home was couldn't taste anything, couldn't smell anything, and was getting very dizzy all the time, which are three of the main caveats along with the breathing. So there is no antibody test yet, but I guarantee if I took it, I'd bet money that I had it.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of those stories on the internet. A lot of people have said that, you know, around that time they got this really super bad flu, and they didn't know why it was so bad. And now looking back, you know, it definitely could have been coronavirus.
It was the whole month of January. The whole month of January felt like shit. It's crazy because when I think about it, I don't know, I just realized that the whole month of January, I basically stayed home. And now almost all of March and the first week of April, I've basically stayed home. It was really just February, the shittiest weather of the year. I was out of the house. That was really it. I've been out of the house for a month in 2020.
Yeah, 2020 has definitely been a long year in just a little over 3 months.
Yeah, like it's been 6 years already.
Ralph Sutton, IamRalphSutton.com. Make sure you all check out the Gas Digital Network. And Ralph's show, the SDR show, Legion of Skanks. Like I said, Legion of Skanks is one of my favorite shows. A lot of great shows on Gas Digital. Go check them out. Ralph, thanks for being on this show.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Stay safe, stay in, all that good stuff. And have a good night, Ralph.
You too, buddy. We'll be right back.